Parliament spending watchdog Yves Giroux said yesterday that he estimates the federal deficit for this year is going to jump to about $260 billion because of all this spending, stimulus money that's been handed out by the federal government. And a brand new study coming out of the Fraser Institute has compared government spending during COVID-19 to other times of crisis, like the 2009 recession, although this is more, and the Second World War. VOCM's Tyler Dunn caught up with one of the authors, economist Tegan Hill, who works for the Fraser Institute in Calgary. Here's what they found.
Would you be able to talk about your findings about how much the government is spending compared to other terrible events in history?
Yeah, definitely. So what we found is that prior to the shutdown or any COVID-related spending, the federal government planned to spend $9,306 per Canadian this year. When we factor in federal spending in response to COVID-19, and this is up to the measures announced as of, up to April 24th, 2020, this per person spending number will reach $13,000 per person. So that's a 47% increase over the previous record high that was set last year. It's about 50% higher than the per person spending in 2009 during the recession. And it's about 75% higher than during the peak level of per person spending during World War II. And all of that's adjusted for inflation so that it's comparable.
What kind of issues then does it raise with so much money being spent?
Well, we know that when we spend, particularly we deficit spend, which the government has been doing over the last number of years here, we accumulate additional debt. And on that debt, we have to pay interest costs. And so all the money that's going towards paying interest on the debt is money that is not going towards important programs like healthcare. It's also indicative of future tax increases, which the Canadian economy, you know, that's the last thing that the Canadian economy needs coming out of this pandemic.
So what other options were there really aside from providing this kind of funding towards Canadian citizens, for Canadian citizens rather?
So this study really is just looking at spending. So the government has chosen to spend, particularly prior to COVID-19, and then in response to COVID-19. And I think the main takeaway from that is that when you do spend during times of deficit, you can accumulate debt. And as I've illustrated, there are consequences to that. Those interest costs that are going on the debt, towards the debt, are not going to other areas of spending, whether that's healthcare, education, other programs for Canadians. And it also indicates that there will be future tax increases because eventually we have to pay for this spending, right? So Canadians will have to pay through that in their taxes. And, you know, taxes have all sorts of implications, certainly not great for the economy. So, you know, those are all consequences of this.
So how long then would it take for our economy to rebound?
I don't think that's something that, you know, can be speculated on at this point.
Okay.
And I think this study is just really useful for putting things into perspective. What we're looking at today, what we've seen in the past, and the types of things that this means. Here, the main takeaway is just focusing on that spending. So we haven't done an analysis of, you know, what spending is good, what spending is bad, you know, how do we get this under control? This study is really just to look at that number. That's kind of a base point to say, okay, we were spending at historical levels prior to any of this, right? And now we have these COVID-related spending measures. And it's just completely out of control at this point. So in the future, you know, when times are good, do we want to continue spending to that extent, or should we show a little bit more fiscal prudence moving forward? Again, even before COVID-related spending, the federal government was spending at record levels. And as a result, we're just a little bit less prepared to handle the current circumstances.